from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, wherever you are. Now I would like to tell you the programs for today's edition of our programs. We will begin with the news that is followed by Commander Ray, Today in History, My Indonesia, Indonesian Wonder, and My Language. And then, to end today's edition, we will be presenting the musics in the Music Corner. Well then, listener, happy listening!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Trump Jong-un deal to be technically followed. Japan asks for bigger investment opportunity in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. The deal signed by the U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at a meeting in Singapore on last Tuesday should be followed technically and comprehensively. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have made a joint statement of 4 points. Based on report of Antara News Agency, Professor Hikmahan Tujuana at International at University of Indonesia affirmed in Jakarta on Wednesday that the joint statement is still general, both of them agreed to follow the deal technically. Professor Himanto also perceived that U.S. State Secretary Michael Pompeo and high-ranking official from North Korea will soon hold further talks. Professor Hikmahan added that the international community needs to appreciate the positive Trump-Kim meeting and give hope for lasting peace on Korean Peninsula. Visiting Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala said on Wednesday that the Japanese government wants expansion of investment and trade cooperation with Indonesia. Japan especially asks for bigger opportunity to invest in automotive industry in Indonesia. He was in Tokyo to attend the 24th International Conference on the Future of Asia held at the Imperial Hotel from Monday to Wednesday. During staying in Tokyo, Vice President Yusuf Kala held meetings with a number of country leaders and business representatives such as from Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Truong Huan Binh, New Zealand Minister for Trade David Parker, MUFG Bank, Marabiri Corporation and Chairman of Japan Indonesia Japinda. He said that MUTG Bank offered to team up with small and medium businesses in Indonesia in a bid to develop small and medium industries. Japan views Indonesia as a huge market and a variety of cheap employees. The Japanese government business leaders have changed their position to face Indonesia. Remittance service or the transfer of money through bank accounts becomes the choice of Indonesian citizens, especially Indonesian migrant workers who will return to Indonesia. This was monitored in the region of Choi Kit, Kuala Lumpur region, where there are quite a lot of Indonesians. In this region, there are many typical Indonesian food stalls as well as many kiosks that offer money transfer services to several countries, including to Indonesia. One of the administrators of money transfer service in Choi Kit, Eva, told RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday that many workers who use the services of his company especially had Idul Fitri this time.
A lot of people send, now it's holiday, isn't it? So there is a lot. At least they send 55 ringgit or 5,000 ringgit or around 100 million rupiah. Ito is also an Indonesian citizen from East Java, said that the kiosks where she works will only be off during Idul Fitri. Afterwards, her kiosk will operate again. She added that until now, her kiosk only serves remittance to Indonesia and several Asian countries such as Bangladesh, Myanmar, and China. In addition, this money transfer kiosk has been certified by several national banks in Indonesia, so many customers feel safe and comfortable to deposit their money to be transferred to their hometowns. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A total of 885 Indonesian students in Cairo, Egypt received zakat ahead of Idul Fitri. The zakat distribution for students is a routine activity carried out every year by Ramadan Committee, which is a combination of elements of the Embassy of Cairo and Indonesian students in Egypt. Each recipient of the zakat, so-called mustahik, receives zakat approximately 93,000 rupiah. The zakat in Fath Sadaqah and Fidyah collected by the zakat committee are distributed through 70 regional units in Cairo. The zakat received by the female student from Jambi, Jihan Maimuna, is regarded as a holiday allowance. Jihan with the zakat will enjoy vacation. This was stated by Jihan after receiving the zakat at Nasr City area in Cairo on Wednesday afternoon local time.
Kalau misalnya kan di Indo kan,
like in Indonesia, the zakat seems to be like our holiday allowance here, because we are going home. Thanks God, with this zakat we can use for Lebaran holiday. After the exam, God's willingness, it's enough. The number of zakat recipients in Egypt has increased significantly over the past years. When compared to the previous year, the number of mustahik increased by 35.5% from 2017, totaling 653 people. While the Indonesian ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Bosi, said that the transfer of staff of the Embassy of Cairo to other countries contributed to the decrease of the zakat which was collected. In addition, some families of Indonesian citizens channeled their zakat directly to Indonesia. The state-owned toll construction firm PT Jasa Marga has predicted that until Wednesday, 13 June, around 652,923 vehicles have left Jakarta for Idul Fitri or Lebaran in Java through Cikampek toll road since 8 days ago. PT Jasa Marga predicted that on Wednesday, June 13, 2 days before Lebaran, some 89,838 vehicles will leave Jakarta through Cikampek toll road. Adding to the number, 563,083 vehicles that had passed Cikampek Turnpike since Wednesday last week. Through his official statement, Jakarta on Wednesday, PT Jasa Marga predicted that the number of vehicles was 89,838, or up 33.86% from the normal traffic volume of 67,121 vehicles. The Cikampek toll road is the main lane for Lebaran travelers willing to celebrate post-fasting festivities in Java, which hosts some 57% of Indonesian population, over 237.6 million people. Risna Utami, an Indonesian activist working for the rights of persons with disabilities, has won a seat as member of the UN Committee on Rights of Persons with Disability, CRPD, for the period 2019-2022. She won the seat in a secret ballot in New York on last Tuesday and became the first Indonesian to be elected as member of CRPD. This was reported by Indonesian Permanent Mission to the UN in a statement on Wednesday. The Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities comprises 18 independent experts having had moral character and recognized competence in the field of human rights. The term of 9 of the elected members will expire on December 31, 2008. Thus, 9 seats in the committee have to be filled in the through an election. The last item, head of a SAT administration division of Komodo National Park, Dwi Sugiarto, stated on Wednesday that his site anticipated increased waste production in tourist area due to increasing number of tourist arrivals during holiday season. He explained that the waste handling activities were focused on two tourist spots, namely Loliant and Lobuaya, which are always crowded by tourists. By handling the garbage beside those two spots, the community cares about garbage MPS and continues to operate transport waste twice a month. The MPS, which consists of three groups, is tasked to clean up the existing garbage on the coast and land, especially in the villages of Papagarant, Komodo, and Ringka.
Dwi Sugiarto also explained that the garbage is generated from two locations, not Komodo the national park, namely residential areas on small islands, reaching an average of 12 cubic meters per day, or equivalent to 0.65 tons per day. The second one is the waste generated from tourist spots, reaching an average of 0.19 cubic meters per day, or around 0.008 tons per day. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Indonesian Railway Industry to be Independent. The development of railway industry in Indonesia had begun in 1867. This means that it has been already 150 years old. At the age, Indonesian railway industry is progressing further. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto stated that Indonesia is currently one of the largest railway equipment manufacturing industry players in Southeast Asia. To prove it, the domestic railway industry products had been able to meet not only domestic market but also foreign market, especially to developing countries and regional areas. The Indonesian railway industry has great business potential and prospects. Therefore, the railway becomes a priority industry in the present regulation number 14/2015 on the National Industrial Development Master Plan 2015-2035. Since the regulation was enacted, the government and all railway industry stakeholders in Indonesia have taken concrete steps to support the growth of the national railway industry. This step is marked by the establishment of the Indonesian Railway Component Manufacturer Association. In addition, Indonesia also founded a small train industry association whose members consist of various industries in the field of metal, rubber, plastics, and research institutions. There are also some consultants of 50 railway component industry, including PT Inka as an integrator. The establishment of the association is very good in a bid to synergize the ability of railway industry in the country and to be able to compete with foreign products. This is also an important step for the independence of national railway industry. About 90% of raw materials used by the railway industry come from within the country. Supporting industry and domestic components are now able to produce about 70% of the total requirement of national railway components, including the railway frame. If the Indonesian railway industry develops to become independent, it will be able to become the engine of economic driving as well as the rise of national technology in the future. Mastery of technology will ensure the Indonesian railway industry to be independent in the future. Thus, the development of the railway industry and its supporting industries must be strengthened by the master of technology and research activities that are sustainable and long-term vision. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on June 14, 1982. Argentinian soldiers surrendered to Britain soldiers in Falkland War. Falkland or Malvinas War was one which lasted for around 2 months between Argentina and Great Britain due to secession Falkland Islands, Georgia, and South Sandwich Islands. The war was ended by Argentina's surrender on June 14, 1982, after 3 weeks Britain amphibian operation and its land operation on East Falkland Island. During the war, 649 Argentinian soldiers and 250
five British soldiers and also three Falkland civilians were killed. The surrender document of Argentinian soldiers in Falkland is stored at the Imperial War Museum, London. Diplomatic relations between Britain and Argentina, copper again, resumed again in 1989 after the two countries agreed to not discuss anymore the dignity problem of the island. The next event was in 1985 when strengthened agreement was signed by Belgium, France, Luxembourg and the Dutch and West Germany to eliminate border supervision among the countries. On June 14, 1985, Belgium, France, Luxembourg, the Dutch and West Germany signed strengthened agreement. In the agreement, it was included various joint policies for short-term entry permits including strengthened visa, alignment of border controls and cross-border police cooperation. In strengthened territory, post and border supervision had been eliminated and strengthened visa was issued. Passport and visa holders of the countries which had applied strengthened agreement were able to enter the territory every country with free of charge. The agreement has been signed by 22 countries which are members of European Union and 4 countries non-European Union. And the last event is about World Blood Donor Day. World Blood Donor Day is commemorated on June 14 based on agreement of World Health Organization, WHO, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, the International Federation of Blood Donor Organization, and the International Association of Blood Transfusion. The termination is meant as honorable on the donors throughout the world that are selfish and have helped to save millions of human beings. The celebration of Blood Donor Day was commemorated for the first time on June 14, 2004. The date refers to the birthday of Kurt Lestinier, who was born on June 14, 1868. Lestinier is a scientist who won Nobel Prize because of his great discovery, namely ABO blood type system. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you the title Sehat Satli, a Wildlife Health Reporting System. In an effort to optimize the prevention of zoonotic diseases from wildlife, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry launched the Wildlife Health Reporting System, or Sehat Satli, in Jakarta on Wednesday, May 30. Sehat Satli is a web-based reporting system about wildlife incidents caused by poaching, accidents, and zoonotic diseases originated from wildlife. Zoonotic is a kind of disease and infection which can be transmitted from vertebrate animals to humans naturally and vice versa. Director of Biodiversity Conservation, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Bambang Dahono Aji, who represent the Director General of Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation, said that Sehat Satli is a real step in handling zoonotic and emerging infectious disease, which is transmitted by wildlife. Bambang Dahono Aji said that Sehat Satli is a commitment to support the development of technical capacity and field officers in order to prevent and control zone attack and targeted PIE with one health approach through joint control between health, human health, animal health, and wildlife health. One Health program is unity of policies, strategies, and programs in addressing zoonotic diseases on animals, wildlife, public health, and environmental health. Bambang said several zoos in Indonesia have done inbreeding. Therefore, immediate reporting on the indication of animal diseases through Sehat Satli is necessary for policy formulation, strategy setting, and treatment program. Sehat Satli reporting information system also functions as an early detection system to prevent and disease spread control and quick and accurate decision making based on the real data. Sehat Satli has been tested in three provinces, namely Riau, West Java, and West Kalimantan province. In the future, the system will be applied nationally and gradually across the technical implementation unit of Natural Resources Conservation and Ecosystems and Conservation Institutions. The construction of the system is supported by FAO ECTAT, Indonesia FAO Emergency Center for Transboundary Animal Diseases. Bambang moreover said the VAP is expected to operate well and be part of an integrated health reporting system at the national level, together with the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Agriculture, so that prevention and control of zoonotic and emerging infectious diseases can be realized. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The deal signed by the U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at a meeting in Singapore on Tuesday should be followed technically and comprehensively. Visiting Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala said on Wednesday that the Japanese government wants expansion of investment and trade cooperation with Indonesia. Japan especially asks for bigger opportunity to invest in automotive industry in Indonesia. Vice President was in Tokyo to attend the 24th International Conference on the Future of Asia held at the Imperial Hotel from Monday to Wednesday. Remittance service of transfer of money through bank account becomes the choice of Indonesian citizens, especially Indonesian migrant workers who will return to Indonesia. This was monitored at the region of Chokit, Kuala Lumpur region, where there are quite a lot Indonesians. In this region, there are many typical Indonesian food stall as well as many kiosks that offer money transfer services to several countries including to Indonesia. A total of 885 Indonesian students in Cairo, Egypt received zakat ahead of Eid al-Fitri. The zakat distribution for students is a routine activity carried out every year by Ramadan Committee, which is a combination of elements of the Embassy of Cairo and Indonesian students in Egypt. The state-owned toll construction firm PT Jasa Marga has predicted that until Wednesday, 13th of June, around 652,922 vehicles have left Jakarta for Eid al-Fitri or Lebaran in Java through Cikampek toll road since eight days ago. Risnawati Utami, an Indonesian activist working for the rights of persons with disabilities, has won a seat as member of the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disability (CRPD) for the period 2019-2022. Head of South Administration Division of Komodo National Park, Dwi Sugiarto, stated on Wednesday that his side anticipates increased waste production in tourist areas due to the increasing number of tourist arrivals during holiday season. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Kuatkan hatimu, berikan semangatmu, tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema, maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah berputus asa, jadi yang terbaik. Show the world you're as bright as the sun. We deserve to be the one, and fight your fears, come on, don't waste your time. Raise the energy, you'll shine.
To various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to the Tumbila Tohe tradition. Stay tuned. 3 days ahead of Idul Fitri, view of Gorontalo city at night looks different than normally. The scenery of Gorontalo city more lively and glowing with the lights flickering. These lights are created by local people to welcome the coming of Idul Fitri or Idul Fitr. It is known as Tumbilatohe tradition. Tumbilatohe comes from Gorontalo language Tumbilo and Tohe. Tumbilo means to install and Tohe means lights. So Tumbilatohe tradition is the tradition of installing lights. Tumbilatohe tradition was firstly exist since the beginning of the development of Islam in Gorontalo. In the early days of development of Islam in Gorontalo, people believed Tumbilatohe lamps were made from simple materials. They light the damar or coconut oil poured in a half papaya or coconut as the container. Tumbilatohe was originally done to illuminate the people who divide zakat. The local community turned on the lights in front of their houses because at that time there was no electricity. From the process of distribution of zakat, Tumbilatohe then developed into a unique tradition that is preserved until nowadays. Every year, 3 days before Idul Fitri holiday, people install oil lamps around their houses. Time goes by. The lighting material changed with kerosene. Even to enliven the tradition, people added with thousands of electric lights. Tumbilatohe tradition begins in late evening after Maghrib prayer until dawn. Adults and children work together to install the lights. Tumbilatohe tradition is usually done for 3 consecutive nights and will end at Malam Takbiran, the night of the last day of Ramadan. Courtyard, field and paddy field are created into various formation of lanterns forming images of mosque, Holy Quran and exquisite and interesting calligraphy. Currently, Tumbilatohe is not just a mere tradition because the local government has developed this tradition into a tourist attraction. Not only local people, tourists also enjoy the sparkling lights installed in the corner of the city and villages. To preserve this tradition continuously, the local government of Gorontalo also helped to provide drums of kerosene to be distributed to communities who managed Tumbilatohe collectively. In addition, the government specifically also held the Tumbilatohe festival. The festival is participated in by every village to create the most beautiful, creative, and eco-friendly Tumbilatohe. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Tumbilatohe tradition from Gorontalo. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Here is my language, informing you the traditional languages of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesia has hundreds of traditional languages spread across the regions. However, not all of them are known well by the people of Indonesia or even foreign people. One of them is Tobati language from Jayapura, Papua. Tobati language origins from the people living around Yotefa Bay or Jayapura Bay in Jayapura City, Papua Province. Currently, the speakers of Tobati language are spread in three districts in Papua Province, namely South Jayapura, Abepura, and Muara Tami. The amount of Tobati speakers in 1984 was 800 and becoming 600 in 1999. However, the number of speakers now is decreasing due to the influence of other languages. Even the speakers of Tobati language are predicted to be only 500 people remaining, which all of them are elderly. Therefore, the Tobati language is categorized as seriously endangered language. The alphabet of Tobati language uses the same ones with Indonesian or Latin. However, there are several characters unavailable in Tobati language, such as X, Q, V, and Z. Another uniqueness of Tobati language is its clause and sentence structure. If Indonesian structure consists of subject, predicate, object, the Tobati language uses subject, object, predicate. Listener, here is several word examples of Tobati language. Engu, engu, in English. I, entrica, entrica, in English. They, one, want, in English. Eat, nasre, nasre, in English. Popeda, maghot, maghot, in English. Mount, recau, recau, in English. To hike, rora, rora, in English. Yesterday. Listener, now here are some examples of sentences in Tobati language. Nu nasre want. Nu nasre want. In English. I eat popeda. Rora entrica mogot recau. Rora entrica mogot recau. In English. Yesterday, they hiked the mountain. Listener, that was my language for today about Tobati language. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Islamic pop songs by Indonesian top singers. Let's listen to the first song entitled Menjelang Hari Raya by Hedi Yunus. Enjoy the song.
Sebulan sudah kita berpuasa, jalankan ibadah, menahan lapar haus dahaga, mengalahkan semua cobaan dan godaan, mari bersujud, panjatkan syukur dan sukacita. Terdengar suara beduk bergema, indah berirama, semaraknya takbiran bersama. Hari yang fitri lambang kemenangan kita, semoga pahala juga berkahnya kan senantiasa. Di hari terakhir berpuasa menjelang hari raya, umat memanjatkan doa puji syukur kepadanya. Saling memaafkan kehilafan dan segala dosa, sungguh indah dan nikmatnya lebaran ini rasanya. Terdengar suara pucuk bergema, indah berirama, semaraknya takbiran bersama. Hari yang fitri lambang kemenangan kita, semoga pahala juga berkahnya kan senantiasa. Di hari terakhir berpuasa menjelang hari raya, umat memanjatkan doa puji syukur kepadanya. Saling memaafkan kehilafan dan segala dosa, sungguh indah dan nikmatnya lebaran ini rasanya. Segala dosa sungguh indah dan nikmatnya lebaran ini rasanya. Saling memaafkan kehilafan dan segala dosa sungguh indah dan nikmatnya lebaran ini rasanya.
Hedi Yunus is a member of Kahitna band. Besides member of Kahitna, Hedi Yunus, with real name Hedi Sulaiman, is also active as a solo singer. He has also launched several religious songs. The song Menjelang Hari Raya tells the story about the last day of Ramadan, where a sound of takbir begins to be echoed. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Menuju Kemenangan by Fagetos. Happy listening.
Menjalankan perintah agama, penuh berkah rahmat dan ampunan. The song Menuju Kemenangan by Vagetos. In their career, the band brings elements of pop music. Not only exclusively release love theme songs, Vagetos also released a religious song entitled Menuju Kemenangan. Like the previous song, this song also tells the story about the last day of fasting where Muslims are preparing for Eid al-Fitr. Well, listener, coming up next, a religious song entitled Gema Takbir by Raihan featuring No Sweetheart. Happy listening.
Allah. Gema takbir di pagi hari, tanda kemenangan diraih. Gema takbir di pagi hari, tanda kemenangan diraih. Setelah sebulan berpuasa, tunaikan rukun Islam ketiga. Setelah sebulan berpuasa, tiba Syawal kita berhari raya. Orang yang ikhlas berpuasa merasa nikmat di hari raya. Orang yang ikhlas berpuasa merasa nikmat di hari raya. Mari bertakbir, tasbih dan tahmid kepada Tuhan pemberi rahmat. Mari bertakbir, tasbih dan tahmid kepada Tuhan yang memberi rahmat. Aidil Fitri, hari kemenangan setelah tempuh sebulan ujian. Aidil Fitri, hari kemenangan setelah tempuh sebulan ujian. Selamat di hari perhitungan, itulah kemenangan sebenarnya. Selamat di hari perhitungan, itulah kemenangan sebenarnya.
ikhlas berpuasa, merasa nikmat di hari raya. Orang yang ikhlas berpuasa, merasa nikmat di hari raya. Mari bertakbir, tasbih dan tahmid kepada Tuhan pemberi rahmat. Mari bertakbir, tasbih dan tahmid kepada Tuhan yang memberi rahmat.
Marilah menyambut Aidilfitri, bersihkan diri, sucikan hati. Marilah menyambut Aidilfitri, bersihkan diri, sucikan hati.
Hati dengan segala sifat terpuji, semoga hidup dirahmati. Dengan segala sifat terpuji, semoga hidup dirahmati.
Takbir di pagi hari, tanda kemenangan diraih. Gemba takbir di pagi hari, tanda kemenangan diraih. Setelah sebulan berpuasa, tunaikan rukun Islam ketiga. Setelah sebulan berpuasa, tiba Syawal, kita berhari raya.
The music of the song Gemba Takbir is Qasidah music. This song is also similar to the previous two songs, which is about welcoming Eid al-Fitr holiday. Before dawn of one Shawwal, the echo of Takbir are sounded and the Muslims greeted with joy. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Aku Bersujud by Acha Septriasa featuring Irwansyah. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa. Bye for now.
Aku malu berharap engkau mengerti lagi atas kesalahan yang pernah aku perbuat. Hati dan perasaanku mulai teruji. Selembut doa dalam hati kau mengetahui.
Kala panggilanmu mohon ampunilah aku.
Bersujud,
aku berdoa.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.